We'd like to say welcome to the Daylights interview.
Oh, thank you. I'm Rose Yance Adeku, the CEO of Rosebud Incorporated. Thank you so much for being here today.
Where are you with this arrest of your laws? Can you bring up to speed on the sequential order of how the January will end and where are we with the August? Let's begin with the January confiscation.
Okay. Thank you very much. In January, myself, I'm the one that came with the lot, thick lots from my concession, Beto, to be precise, Beto Malina Plantation. So January, I got a buyer from Ivory Coast in Mali, and they came, they wanted few containers, like one or two containers. And then with another company from Liberia, or construction company, and then they came, they also wanted thick. So I sold tick to them. The tick was sold by me. And then in the process, because they bought a tick on ground. So I sold the tick. And then they paid my money. I gave them receipt. And all they were supposed to do to take the receipt to FDA because I'm legal. So that's how it is done. But while bringing the goods to Monrovia, I used my way bill that I bought from FDA. I was not doing anything illegal. Everything that I did it, you know, in line with FDA. So how will I even do illegally expect myself to pass the Ganta checkpoint, Banga checkpoint, until I go to Salala? And one of the guys at Salala said he was communicating to Monrovia. And then they called Gertrude, and Gertrude said that they should carry the goose to FDA and upload the goose because the goose is illegal, and she always been like that on my back. She's the only person at FDA that been saying that I'm illegal, and I'm not illegal. It been happening, it happened before. Do you see Magda?
But why has she been saying that you are illegal? Did she give any reason or why?
Well, it is up to her because she cannot tell me that I'm illegal when she also signature my document and shared before. So she cannot tell me that that's been wicked.
Okay, so let's continue from that. Yeah. So the laws were taken?
So the law were taken to FDA. I followed it up. I went there. I met with her. She took me to the MD. They call other staffs,
like the technical. Mira.
Yes, Mira, the MD. They call other staffs, like the technical manager, Albert, and few other persons. And they did not even know that they had my file at FDA. So frustrating. Every business person that went to FDA to do business, they got their file. Every company's got their file. But to my surprise, FDA did not know that my file was in the MD office, in Mira office. Mira also was not aware. I have to tell Gertrude I have a file here. Every document that I have, there's my file here. There's a copy in it, including the letter I wrote, the bow, complaining her when she first said I was illegal. They brought my file and turned the file over to Mira, and Mira was like, he did not even read. And he was like, oh, these are the kind of documents I'm getting rid of. I'm trying to get rid of. In fact, what I brought up about this, my file being in Mira office, Gertrude did not believe it. She told me that, I think they took your file downstairs. I said, what do you mean by they took it downstairs? Say, here, when they take your file downstairs, they mean they don't throw your documents away. Can you imagine the operation of FDA telling me that? Carelessly telling me that when they take your file downstairs, they mean they don't throw your documents away. And I said, no, my file is here. So when they brought the file, Mira held the file, and he was like, these are the kind of documents we don't want. Call me Abbott. Abbott, okay, tomorrow we're going to, please, write PPCC so that they can award all of the remaining abandoned forest to the business people. I think that can be done in 3 days. That can be done in 3 days. And then I said, but then what's the way forward? They said, I should check back. Until Abbott was going to do the letter, and they were going to get back to me within 3 days. The 3 days is yet to come. I went to FDA back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. In fact, it reached to a point where I became beggar. I was begging Gertrude there. So later, I stopped going there because Gertrude will tell you something. By the time you get outside, she thought differently.
Begging them for what?
Begging them for me to get my goods and carry a cell.
Okay.
Right?
But that was not done.
It was not done. They did not give me the goods. So I went home and sat home thinking, you know, figuring out what to do. And then these guys that came to buy from me, Bapas, And begin to go to FDA to deal with FDA directly. I got the information. In fact, they were telling those guys that Rose can never come to FDA here because by the time Rose stepped to FDA, we're going to cuff her and carry her to South Beach. That's the kind of information they were giving to those guys.
Okay.
I did not know. So this day, those guys went to FDA and Abba said that we cannot do anything. Rose have to come. So the buyers that came like Amadou, there was one lady with them. She said she was the MD daughter. She was Mira's daughter. From Sierra Leone, she got a Sierra Leone accent called Florence. I don't know her. But as I met her there, claiming that the wood was for her, that was her goose. She went and told the MD, and the MD was cooperating. The both of them were working together for him to turn the goose over to the girl. And the girl claimed that she's her daughter. Told the MD.
Hmm.
Yes, I was shocked. So when we got there, Gertrude invited us, we went to her office. And I told Gertrude, I don't know this lady. That's my first time seeing this lady. I don't even know this other guy from Ivory Coast. I've been communicating with him, yes, but I don't know him in person. I'm just seeing him. I know Amadou Kaba. I saw my wood. Amadou was representing these people. I saw my wood to Amadou Kaba.
Okay.
Yes. And I gave receipt. I issued receipt on my company receipt.
To Amadou.
Yeah, to Amadou. 7,500. So they are coming here. It's for them to get their goods.
Okay.
I guarantee that they can get our goods because I'm legal. That's why I'm coming here.
Yeah.
I'm also coming here to know why you people have to seize my goods. What's the illegal thing I have done? Y'all go through my file and tell me how illegal I am. They got my file with them. They've been going through the file. I have not heard anything. In fact, let me just give you another thing. Mira has never written me since he took over to revoke my document. Okay. Number one. So how can he say I'm illegal?
So on what ground the FDA say that they actually confiscated your law?
They say it's illegal.
What makes it illegal?
I don't know. I don't know till today.
Didn't they explain further what makes your operation or your laws to be illegal?
No, they keep telling me that some of them, not all, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, I will tell you this. Before there was an interview with Joseph Tale,
mm-hmm.
the former operation for FDA, and Joseph Tale came up clearly and told them that I'm not illegal. I'm doing legal business with FDA. And if you go through my documentations, you will know that I'm doing every document I got is from FDA.
Okay.
The signature A, I pay out of my taxes. In fact, if I'm illegal, what am I illegal for? What supposed to make me legal? The person telling me I'm illegal, who's supposed to correct me? Because by right, we are working with them.
Yes.
They should be the one to guide us. Before going into the forest, we go to them. We ask them what to do. They're
supposed to give you all the requirements.
Exactly. This is where my confusion is. What illegal activities have I carried on? What is the legal thing I'm supposed to do? Because I think there came a time where Gertrude said that my goods was not going through labor trace. Good. I went back to see Mark Doyen, the former MD. And then see Mark did a communication to Gertrude that they should open my labor trace account. And I gave her, she asked me for some documentation. I gave her all documentation only to realize that the document leaked in the hands of the public, still saying that I'm illegal. She did not open the labor trace account. See, Mark is here. He has not gone anywhere. If he went somewhere, the record is clear. The record is there.
And you have that document?
They did not give it to me. He left me in his office, took it to Gertrude.
Okay.
Yeah. He never wanted it to be like, I gave you the document. What did you put it? What did you do with it? Blah, blah, blah. He went to Gertrude with it. I remained in his office. He came back and said, I have handed the document. Or I sent somebody with the document to Gertrude.
Okay. Yeah. So now let's get back to the January confiscator laws. And so after all the guys appeared at FDA and yourself appeared.
Yes, we went there.
Yeah. How did it end?
We went there. And we went there. They told us to go back another time. When we got there, they said Gertrude was not there. Each time we went there, they said Gertrude was out of the country and all of that. So they told me to wait. When she comes, we should go there. So to my utmost surprise, I started hearing on air that Rosemary is illegal. They have radio talk show. Their PRO person have radio talk show. Rosemary is illegal. They seize her goods. They did this. They did that. I don't even know whether those guys that are working at FDA, they can ask questions. That is another thing. They just talk. What they hear one person saying, they pick it up, they begin to say it. Even you put the document right in front of them, they will go through it, they will not understand. So I don't know what kind of group of people. Because as a PRO person, Before you can even take a decision to go to the radio stations to announce something, you should be able to do your own investigation. But nothing of such.
So how did the law business end?
They put up an auction, right?
Okay.
And this auction they put up, before putting up the auction, the two companies that bought for me, they told the companies to go and do...
bidding?
No, not bidding. To do pre-qualification with FDA.
Okay.
And then when they did pre-qualification, paying $1,005 USD each to FDA. And they pre-qualified them as company.
Even though those companies
bought from me, and they said the wood was illegal.
Okay.
The same company now.
Mm-hmm.
The same group, because at the time they were that company.
Yeah.
Those are the same guys, they told them to go and register their company with FDA to go through the pre-qualification or process that will enable them to be able to buy the wood for the second time. So I don't understand. If I that have the wood and sold legally, it's not legal. Then you people will be the one to sell to these very guys.
Yeah.
Those guys were not supposed to even participate in the bidding process.
Do you know the name of any other companies?
The other one is one construction company. I will give you the names later.
Yes. Okay.
I think it belonged to this guy from Vita and Agaro's apartments.
Okay.
Kone.
Okay.
Yes. And then his children are the one that came to buy the goods. So then the other one belong to Jawala,
okay.
Florence, and the other guy, Alassane from Ivory Coast.
Okay.
So they registered that company. They sent it. I got a name the other time.
Mm-hmm.
I will still turn it over to you, but it slipped out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because they are not known.
Okay.
Like and some of
popular,
us. Are, yeah, it's not popular like the way some of us are popular. So. They went through the bidding process and all of that. I was not there. They left me out. I knew nothing about it. Right?
Yeah.
But Gertrude said to me, she will not give this goods to these guys in my absence.
Okay.
But they went through the bidding process in my absence. And according to Amadou said they spent $1,860 USD.
Okay.
Yes, that's the amount.
Each person or all of them?
The two companies. 1,800 is what Amadou won with mm-hmm. in a bidding.
Okay.
Amadou that bought from me.
Okay.
They participated in the bidding process,
okay.
And then yes, and then they were able to buy the wood again for the second time
from FDA.
From FDA, and took the wood to another company that they said was illegal, that they arrested, and took to court.
Which company that is?
That's a sawmill at Cardwell. The owner is
that Leifo?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Leifo.
Okay.
There were the guys took the goods to with the consent of FDA.
Okay.
At Cardwell, they took the goods. As we talk, the goods is there.
So let me understand something. Was there any arrest or search and seizure warrant prior to the confiscation of the log? At the satellite gate? Did they issue any warrant?
No, I came with my goods and they told me to carry the truck to FDA. That's what they did. They didn't come with warrant to seize it. When they carried the goods, they offloaded. What I heard was they went for warrant. So I don't know how can that be done.
Arrest before
yes.
getting the warrant?
Yeah, arrest. It was not arrested. They just told me to carry the truck to FDA.
Okay.
I brought my wood and I said, this is my goods. This is my way bill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the one that was arrested or you were asked to transport to FDA compound?
I was asked to take the truck from Salala because I passed through all the other checkpoints.
Okay.
No problem.
Yes.
I was asked to take the truck from Salala and bring it to Monrovia FDA and I did.
Okay.
And so, when I got there, I asked, what is my offense?
Okay.
And what you understand me?
Yeah, what did they tell you?
That's when the MD said that it was every concession supposed to pass or abandon for herself or what is supposed to pass through PPCC.
Okay.
So once they did not pass through PPCC, they will have to write to the PPCC within 3 days to give us the forest back.
Okay.
So that it can have that record with PPCC. You know?
So did they hear anything about announcement of auctioning that particular law after they were taken over by FDA? Did you hear anything about auctioning it?
Maybe the auction, but they announced it, but I did not pay attention to that. I did not hear anything of such.
We got another information that in August, the FDA also sent some of its workers to have some logs that you have on the ground in Petuo to have it, you know, brought to Monrovia. How did it go? What information? What's the latest on that?
When it comes to that, in August, what I heard, because I was in Monrovia.
Yes.
What my workers that are on ground call and make me to understand, there is a guy called Amos.
Okay.
Yes. Amos claimed that he works in Tawombe office as one of the staff of Tawombe in Gray.
Okay.
And this Petro Forest extends to Gray.
Yes.
So our community called Mawin PA and King PA, somewhere there. And I've been working with all of them, picking up the destroyed wood that the community destroyed. Yes. I pick it, clean it up, and pack it. Yes. That I have never cut standing tree in that place except for the Malina that was also destroyed with picking.
Yes.
Yes. And if you go to the community, you really understand what is happening there.
Yes, yes. We interview people from there. They confirmed that.
Exactly.
I extended into Gray, and then.
So there's Amos Kopoga. His real name is Martin.
Okay.
So he communicated with me from Gray, and told me that the MD called him, the miracle him, through Tower One Way office, that in fact, he's representing FDA. FDA appointed him over the nine forests that is on our Tawombe to be the representative. And I said, then you left from Gray. Gray is a different community. You left from Gray and Kido Petuo. Okay. There should be some appointed person too for FDA in Petuo. So how come? We understand that how they call this guy from FDA with the Rangers, how they call himself. He's working.
What Anthony?
What Anthony? Yeah, Anthony Miller is from. If it's for Petuo,
yes,
but he just got appointed in this region and no one has called me to say anything to me. So you living from Tawombe office in Gray, you Amos Cooper calling me that you have been appointed by FDA, by Mira,
to oversee the forest
to give report to Ta and to FDA. That is a conflict of interest. You work for FDA, you work with Ta, so how is it? Is Tar
forestry now?
A forestry person now, or is Tar working along with the forestry and giving report? He said Tar is aware. I go and check the forest. If there is any other problem in the community, I report to Tar, and then from there I report to FDA. And I put question mark on that because that very guy worked with me before as a scaler. At the same time, he worked with Bill Liberia.
Okay.
Because that place was also given to Bill Liberia, according to them.
Yes.
But then I was there, it was also given to me. And when I wrote Sima wrote me and stopped me before. And I wrote Sima and brought all of the documents and presented it. Sima gave me go ahead to go back to work. I got all of my documents here. Even Darlington stopped me before. Darlington told me that also gave me document authorizing me. He stopped me before. And then I have to come to the office, wrote the commissioner. Madam Zay was in office at her as the commissioner. She came along with me and said they never wanted conflict in their community. You cannot award one forest to two persons. So they must take a decision. He gave me another letter to go. He told me to take the abandoned ones that the farmers have harvested already.
Okay.
Good. And that's what we've been doing for 2018, 2017 till now. So this Amos Cooper guy, he informed me, he gave me all of the information. He told me that Tar said I should give him all of my documents and let him forward it to Hita. I did. I got all of the communications with me.
Okay.
I did. I knew something was not right, but I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt because I knew we were going to arrive at this.
Okay.
So I sent all of my documentations to his WhatsApp and he sent it. According to him, he forwarded it to Ta and I asked him to give me Ta number. I wanted to communicate with Ta because I'm also from that place, that district.
Okay.
Yes. Ta is from Gray. I'm from Ziogen. But most of them are not aware. They can call me Nigerian woman.
Okay.
Even at FDA, some of them call me Nigerian woman because of my husband's name.
Okay.
Good. So, with time again, he, Amos Cooper, called me. And said the MD was on his way to the community from Sino.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
So, as about MD is going to the community, why? Why would the MD be going to the community? The operation is there, get you? We got the rangers there. We also got a technical manager. Abbott.
Okay.
So what is their responsibility? What is the MD going to? Anyway, the MD can go there at times. Sometimes they have meeting with the community and the MD didn't go there. Owners will know that the MD was going there to talk to the commissioner and two new commissioners from Gray and from Pueto that was newly elected with the zone chiefs.
What did they discuss?
Good. They went. The MD went to tell the few group of people because not everyone was involved. The youth were now informed. The youth voluntarily went on their own. He went to tell the people that I am a mere criminal. I am a rogue. I'm stealing from the Liberal government. He undermines me right there. Blackmailed me to be able to get my goods. He, Mira, went so low. He stood so low to go to the community to do that. When the community is informed, is aware that I went there with a documentation. The document did not even come from me. The community is the one that wrote on my behalf to FDA that they needed my company to go there because they need their land back because their generation is the population now is large. Okay. And they need their place to be able to do their farming. It was the community that wrote. A sign. Everything was done with the community roadmap and FDA. And then you went back to the community telling the same community that I went there illegally, I'm a criminal. Then what happened with the community as well? And then the zone chief and the present commissioner from Gray, Ekpeto, they bought the idea, sat along the rest of the people from the community, took the meeting from Gray Township and carried it to a little village called Gogen because they never wanted for everybody to be a part. You see what kind of criminal behavior? I'm so disappointed to know that the managing director of FDA will be that kind of person. And then the commissioner and the zone chief couldn't even call me. I work with your community. Couldn't call me. If you from the community, you wrote FDA, FDA said, okay, after Rosemary is done, that will turn the place over for family purpose. And then at the very end, they also took a source on to Super Gary. You know the place is for FDA. Then you, when you took it, you sold it to Super Gary, 20 acres. Yeah. You get borrowed pay to the Chinese that they straw my goose today that I have them in court. You took borrowed pay from that same place and took small money. Like $600 USD. You see? So after the MD went there and did that, I heard the district commissioner came out who called me. Ordering me to come into the community, the MD is going there, all people from FDA are going there. Why are you telling me to go to the community? I guess she knew what they were going there for.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what they would do because I expect the MD to know better. So when he went there, he had a meeting with the commissioner Wei from Gray, with the zone chief Wei from Gray, and also the commissioner from Pueto and the zone chief from Pueto. When the youth came to challenge them and said, but this is not possible. These are the documents Rosemary brought. They said they're not talking about documentations here. Yeah. Just like that. Carelessly like that. And the MD offered them to pay $200. How much am I paying? And the people said $100 per low. And he said he will give them $200 USD per low. MD buying a citizen of Liberia, a businesswoman that sweat and put her money into something. Through all of your processing, you went there, you telling the community that you will pay for her goods from the community.
Even though he did not know how they were extracted from
honor. Yes, even he knew how it was extracted.
I mean the cash put into it.
But he wanted it, so he bought it. The MD bought my goods.
Are you saying he bought it or he wanted
it.
To?
He bought it. He bought it. He paid. He sent Anthony with $400 USD to the community. The community.
Okay.
He bought it. The MG bought my goose.
Do you have evidence to that?
Yes, I have. Just the community is my evidence. Okay. The community is my evidence.
When that happened?
It happened 2 weeks later.
After the logs?
After they took the logs.
Okay.
And they took 738 pieces of logs.
That's
my supervisors were there.
Okay.
They were taking, you know, inventory. Okay. We were marking it down. They were there. But our supervisors are from the community as well.
Okay, 700, yeah. How many?
738 pieces of thick logs.
Okay.
He brought to Monrovia. I did not see any warrant from the court. Well, one of the youth asked, what is the warrant you people brought? The commissioner from Gray stood and said, why would the man, like the MD, leave his office and come here? And then you're talking about court. The man is bigger than the court. I got video on that.
Okay.
Yes. He was recording. They all were recorded. Mira was recorded. His voice is in the video, though.
Okay.
It was just that the guy was afraid because Anthony was threatening him.
Okay.
Yes. He was threatened by Anthony. So he was afraid. So the video is not that clear, but the commissioner from Grace shows well. Even the zone chief, all of them, everything they said was clear. And then Mira was under it. One of my supervisors said, although I'm not owing them.
Yeah.
But he said, we work for Rosemary, she's still owing us.
Yeah.
And then the MD said, when you work for a rogue, you yourself, you are a rogue.
Yeah.
Mira said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that the second consignment, 700 at the Sumo, they were bought.
From the community by Mira.
Yeah.
Anthony, he sent his ranger, Anthony, to carry the money and pay to the community.
Okay.
Anthony is also from that community.
It's almost on his from there also.
And they issue receipt. The commissioner and his people, mm-hmm. They issue receipt to FDA.
Were you able to get
that? They have it in their possession.
Okay.
So in the future, if maybe the president or any other person got interest in this, because I'm a citizen of Liberia. I'm a very, very concerned citizen of Liberia. This should raise concern because most of us are trying to come up, we women are trying to come up to do something for ourselves and our community to empower other people. People like Mira and his team from FDA, they are stepping on us, they're discouraging us, they're frustrating us. We can't move in front, we can't come behind. And sometimes you do business, you have to go and borrow money to put into the businesses, and those are giving you the money. They expect you to do better. They get discouraged. As a result, don't trust.
So what are you going to do now with the situation? The first log in January, they were auctioned out.
Auctioned out, and the process was not good. The process was very illegal.
Okay, now
everything they're doing around me is illegal.
Now the other 730 plus.
I don't even know. They said they took it to the FDA compound. I don't know what it is there for. I did not bother. I had not said anything. I'm just speaking out today.
Okay.
And I will speak further. Whatever plan that I have, I reserve it until it can be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this interview?
For me, what I will talk about in this interview, first of all, I would like to say thank you for taking, you know, your time to come to me, to ask me, because a lot of people will not do that. I will not stop at this point. I will go further because Liberia need to hear this. People need to know about this. It's been happening to a lot of people without speaking because people will close your mouth by saying, you can't fight government, you can't fight this. We make the government, the government cannot make us. They are there because of us. So I will speak out and continue to speak out until the right thing can be done.
Are you thinking about pursuing court action in this matter?
Well, I reserve all comments. I will not say that.
Thank you for talking to us.